Yeah, I guess he worked like a scenic artist or something for the Grand Trunk Railroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know where it sailed for, the train went from where to where. I guess it changed into CPR or something after that.
Okay.
That's what he said anyway.
1870s or whatever.
I guess so.
Back then, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
But that would be a full-paying job, though, I wouldn't think.
I guess so, yeah. I think he was a scenic artist or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what the old man said.
The old straighter of some sort.
That's how he got in the painting bag. But that's what he was doing in the furniture factory, was varnishing furniture, right?
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't building furniture, he was varnishing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So he's been into the painting all his life pretty well, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also, his father arrived in Montreal from Alsace.
Sorry,
I'm asking the question if you know where the family first lived.
I don't know. I didn't know he was in Montreal.
And I could be wrong on that. I'm just wondering.
So. I think he did come from Quebec someplace. I didn't know where it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
It gets kind of hard to chase down the names.
Yeah.
In those areas at this time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a bunch of Webers with a single B in Ontario.
Yeah.
And there's even some Joseph Webers. But the mother's, the wife's name doesn't jive. So I got to get both the Joseph and the Catherine and the...
Oh,
yeah. It ain't so easy.
Yeah. Yeah, because the old man never talked about his family. Oh.
Well, I guess from what you've told me out there, it's not overly surprising. He kind of rolled off that part of his life. And
because he just went home and that was it. He got mixed up with all the sports and all that.
Yeah.
That was his whole life was the sports.
Was it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he would talk sports with you too?
Not so much. He used to just sit and listen to hockey all the time, you know. Saturday hockey.
Yeah.
But he never talked that much about sports.
Would he read the paper?
Yeah, he read the paper all the time. Sports. Okay. He'd keep up with all the different teams there.
Okay.
But mostly hockey was in there. They didn't like lacrosse wasn't really big then.
Mm-hmm.
He did, they started to get lacrosse going there, and he bought me a lacrosse stick once, I was practicing the backyard there, and I hit the back wall, and, a dinner plate rail, and I knocked the plate off. I did that the other night with a foster. I think my mom broke the damn stick.
You're downright dangerous, you are.
That's a pretty hard ball, that thing.
How about for yourself now? Where did you get your education? What schools did you go to?
Montreal. I went to the started out grade one in Montreal. Montreal and the 14th Street there.
Mm-hmm.
Great mixed bank in there. Yeah, okay.
Now, I'm actually going to let you guys get down to happy hour shortly, so.
No.
What? You are.
Well, you want to get down to happy hour? A little while?
No, I don't think so. Too late now. Anyway.
They drew Santana Tree. And he said, you?
What time is it now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 20 after 4. I'll have to head out sometime to catch up with Joan anyway for supper and so on. So I'm just fine, thank you.
Yeah. Is that on?
Yeah. Yeah. I like listening to myself. What can I say?
Well, I haven't been talking.
Well, it sure beats me trying to write things down. So, Mount Royal Elementary School?
I was there for a year, and then they had Bankview School. It was an elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there from Pickman 2, 3, and 4 there. But then Jody went up to grade 4.
Oh.
And after that, I went back to Mount Royal and finished up to grade 8 in Mount Royal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the year they switched to senior high. So I got my graduation into high school from Mount Royal, grade 8. But then I went into senior high, grade 9 there in
Oh.
King Edward School. That was the first year they started there.
Okay.
It was used to be just the grade 8, then you moved to high school, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah.
But then they made it where grade 8 was a cutoff, and they went senior high for 10, 11, and 12.
Okay.
9, 10.
Sounded like he did a sort of a special up.
They had 7, 8, and 9, didn't they?
Yes, junior high.
Junior high, and then they went into the high.
Yeah.
So I went up to grade 9 in King Edward, and then I went down to CCI for 10. But then the old man used to pull me out of school to go work all the time.
So
the end of the term, and the next year started up, and I went back to see, and they sent me results, and they'd give me some credits, So I got his name was Weir, the principal, So it was kind of a connection there. So I said, I wonder if I could take my grade 11 now. He sent me results. He's always just on kind of, you worked hard, and you did pretty good for what you did. So I was only there for a few, about 6 months out of the year, They don't make it right, and you have to go to work, right? Says, well, you can probably get into Western Canada, but we're in academic school, and you just don't have the credits for it if you're back in here.
Yeah.
So that's how you left school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see you before you go, a couple of questions.
Sure.
The baby, this one.
Yes, that's a good question.
I'm out here on the patio.
Okay.
The Lanai is my daughter in Hawaii, let's say.
Well, I guess you want to get home too, Jenny.
Well, yeah. I'll let Rosemary come back in and tell you all about the baby and so on. So, you get to see some of your family from time to time? Or I imagine stays in touch?
Oh, yeah. I don't see them too much.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave's there for his birthday and on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good to have family around.
Yeah, it is, depend on that.
I'll be depending on Jason more and more.
Yeah.
As time goes along,
He's doing pretty good, eh?
Jason? Yeah. Yes, he is.